This is Anthony Smith, conductor of the A-Train Sports Talk podcast. And when I'm not doing my own podcast, I'm listening to Nick and Adam. And I'm always cheering from the cheap seats.
What's up, cheap seaters? It's Nick.
And Adam.
And we are finally back.
Yeah.
Finally. I say finally because it's been 3 weeks now since our last episode. Does that sound right?
Yeah. I mean, it's usually every 2 weeks, but we pushed it back a week.
So, 2 weeks or 3 weeks then?
It's been three weeks.
It's been 3 weeks? Okay.
Yeah, normally it'd be 2 weeks.
Yeah, okay.
Just add a week.
Hashtag hate math.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I say we're finally back. 3 weeks. It's been since we have released our episode, and
well, it's been 3 weeks since the last episode.
I'm going to keep going.
No, I'm good.
See how much more of that song you can kind of think of. You're like Weird Al.
Yeah. I just changed one word.
You changed two words.
Okay.
3 weeks, an episode.
There you go.
Woo!
I'm a
modern day Weird Al.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You have a hit on your hand.
Anyway, so we were looking at the schedule, and we, you know, we were talking about it, and we really wanted to do a Christmas special, which mm-hmm. would be, and the way our schedule was gonna fall, we would have an episode last week and next week.
Which we put it the week before Christmas.
So we figured, if we shifted it 1 week, one, we could do the topic that we're going to do today because it needed to be after college football conference championships, which we'll get into.
Yep.
And then that would also put our Christmas special coming out.
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
So,
which is exciting times. Mm. But yeah, so speaking of the college football playoffs, bowl season, whatever, mm-hmm. all the good stuff. We decided to kind of do our own brackets, I guess. Mm-hmm. But
now I know what you're saying. Hey, this college football bracket's only four teams. How fun is that going to be? Your show's only going to be 2 minutes.
Huh? We're already past that 2 minutes. Bye, y'all. anyways. So, I say brackets because our buddy, or you met him at one of my Halloween parties. Mm-hmm. So our buddy Chris Smith, Chris, if you're listening, shout out to you for giving us this idea. Gave us an idea that he had been floating around, trying to work with an expanded college football playoff. Because mm-hmm. I mean that's been the criteria. Ever since the college football playoff was even formed, mm-hmm. is the fact that it just doesn't seem to be working with just four teams. Like when it's just four teams, then it's the same old teams, mm-hmm. five or six teams kind of rotating mm-hmm. year in, year out. You might have your random one that wasn't in there or hasn't been in there. So
I mean, it's a surprise. Clemson's not there, so we got
exactly
two new teams instead
exactly.
of one.
Exactly. Well, but besides mm-hmm. that, that's just been the big old thing that people have been hating about it,
mm-hmm.
and people have been wanting an expanded playoff for more teams to get an opportunity. Well, he didn't just give us an 8-team playoff.
Oh no!
Or a 12-team playoff.
Oh no!
His vision is to have a 28 I'm making sure I'm putting that 8 at the end of it.
28.
2-8. 2-8 team mm-hmm. playoff for the college football playoffs.
Yep.
So, I forget. How many teams does the FCS work with? Do they do, like, 30?
I don't know.
Like 24?
I don't know. It probably because 24 would go down to 12. And it could be... I don't know how many.
Yeah, it's either 24 or 30.
Yeah,
we'll go with that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I pay attention a little bit to the FCS. I just don't like completely follow mm-hmm. their playoff system. I just know that it's at least 24 mm-hmm. or 30.
Yeah, and I
okay.
Yeah, and I know, you know, with that many teams, it's like, oh, the season's going to be so much longer. But then I think, well, the FCS does it.
Yeah, exactly.
So they play to win multiple games in a row to crown a champion.
Yeah, I hate the excuses that people try to make to make an expanded playoff.
And then, so I guess I can get into break down his general idea. So... Chris, shout out to Chris again for this idea. Mm-hmm. And I guess he commented on it because he probably heard us complaining about the current system that is now. And so he said he hates the ranking system. Mm-hmm. So this is what we come – this is his brainchild.
Also hashtag complaining about Alabama.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
all the time. So I went with his general format and then I tweaked a few things here and there. But so basically – 28 teams. We have 11. So we have 10 conferences. Your Power Five, your Group of Five, make 10.
Yes.
And then you have your independents. So we get the 11, the 10 conference champions.
Yes.
And the best independent school.
Pretty much always.
So Notre Dame. We're not saying Notre Dame gets an automatic pass, but it's pretty much Notre Dame. So those are seeds 1 through 11. Any tiebreakers, like, and it's going by record. No strength of schedule mess, whatever.
Yeah.
Current win-loss record.
Well, and don't add us, because we sit here and fuss about this all the time. Mm-hmm. We're not to each other, because I feel like we both kind of are on the same side of the bridge when it comes to about this. The NFL doesn't use strength of schedule to determine tiebreakers.
No.
So why should college football determine strength of schedule? Because if they're going to determine strength of schedule, then an FCS team is going to beat
any team
almost all the time.
I had people laughing at me on Facebook after Monday or Sunday when they announced the top four, and I said Cincy should have been number one because the only unbeaten one. And they're like, that's laughable. The only person they beat was Notre Dame. I'm like, well, throw strength. I don't care about strength of schedule. And they're like, well, there's a problem with your plan because that's a huge part of the rankings. I'm like, okay.
Should it really whatever. Be there? Should it really be? I mean,
So I did use strength of schedule in determining higher seeding for like two teams that have 2-10 records. Okay. Then I went to teamrankings.com and used their strength of schedule score.
Okay.
The one that had a harder schedule would get a higher seed, but still, you know, you had to have some kind of tiebreaker.
Understandable.
So then that seeds 1 through 11. Then all the championship conference runners up also, they got seeds 12 through 22.
Okay.
So. And, yeah, looking at this, you're going to have some low seeds with better records than some higher seeds. But, hey, this is how it works out.
That's what you get for not winning your conference.
Yeah. Hey, want to be in the top 11, win your conference.
No, I assume that when you say the conference runner-ups get the 12 through 22, mm-hmm. how does that work out for the independent?
The number two team. Number two independent team.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's really the only way we can do it because they don't have a conference championship game, so it's really the top two there.
I figure that's how that worked, but you know, I want to make sure.
So then that leaves
six
spots left. So I took the next six with best records. So I went also. I used team rankings. I was able to find a whole list of all the FBS schools and sort it by win-loss record. So I found the ones that wasn't already in it and found those six, still using strength of schedule. The only caveat to that would be, I think we've talked about this, NC State and Clemson. Those came out from the bottom two, had a tied record. Clemson technically had a better strength of schedule, a harder schedule, but NC State beat them.
Yeah.
And I could not justify putting Clemson in over NC State when they had the exact same amount of wins, and NC State beat them. So NC State got that last spot.
Which is justifiable.
Like, and that's big because, I mean, I like NC State. It's a homer, but I love Clemson. So so no bias here.
Yeah, it must have pained you a little bit not to include the Tigers.
Yeah, I know they're not great this year anyway. So no bias here, and as I have Wake Forest winning the whole thing. Nah, just kidding. But yeah,
not kidding, not really.
That's basically really. Yeah, and I think Chris also had using a bunch of the existing bowl games as these games, which that's fine and well. But you know, I talked about before, like. If this ever really happened, which it's not, but for fun, for shiggles, if that was the case, using bowl games for all of these, you would have, say, Ole Miss playing in the Cheez-It Bowl for the first round. They win, move on, and then they get to go to the Duke's Mayo Bowl.
So the Cheez-It Bowl, the Duke's Mayo Bowl, and the Orange Bowl champions or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So one team's going to be champions of like three or four different bowl games.
Well, see, I just thought about it too. The only problem with that too is then instead of just doing the game at whoever the highest seed is, whoever hometown, you'd have to play it in the city that's supposed to be hosting that bowl game.
So and I like for this, I mean, you could still do your semifinals as the way they are now, the bowl games and the championship, but I like it being played at the higher seed's home field.
Once again, that's how the FCS does it.
Yeah.
So,
but that's in a nutshell. And I'll run quickly. I'll run through the how the seeding worked out, and you can please. Oh, and for this episode, I highly encourage getting on Facebook group and
fussing at us,
you know? Say, hey, what did we get wrong? Do you like this idea? Would you watch, you know, a tournament like this? What matchup sounds the best, you know?
Because I'm sure that we're going to just rub some people the wrong way when it comes, especially once you start reading seating and everything.
When I get into the seating, so remember, you had to win your conference championship, and this includes the group of five too.
Yes.
So we got top four seeds. Number one, Cincinnati, only undefeated seed team there is. Then you got Alabama, Michigan. Okay. Then number four, Louisiana Lafayette.
Ooh.
So, hello. I mean, 12-1, you know?
Won a Sun Belt.
Yeah, Sun Belt winner. Then, number five, we got, I think it's Texas San Antonio. I have
UTSA.
Yeah, I have UTSA.
Conference USA.
Then, we got Notre Dame. Notre Dame, they're 11-1 for the independent. Then, we have the ACC winner, Pittsburgh. Ugh.
At
10-3.
10-2.
Well, 11-2. 11-2. It's all said and done. Yeah. Then Baylor, Utah State, and Northern Illinois. They are the worst. They're the only one that did not win 10 games in Northern Illinois in the top 11. They're 9-4.
Okay.
But they won the whatever conference they're in.
I'm pretty sure they're in the MAC.
The MAC Mountain.
Mid-Atlantic
Conference. Mm-hmm. Whatever conference they're in, they want it, so they get it. They get it. So then, in the next, so the conference runners-up, we got Georgia, Oklahoma State, Houston, San Diego State, my beloved Wake Forest at number 16, number 17, Iowa, then Oregon, and Appalachian State, Brigham Young, the Mormons. Number 21 is Western Kentucky, and number 22, Kent State. So those are really the bottom of the barrel. We got 8-5 Western Kentucky and 7-6 Kent State.
Congratulations, Golden Flashes.
There you go.
Made it to the playoffs. It's 7-6.
You get a chance. and that's really what it's about. Given the smaller team, are they going to get creamed? Probably.
Well, actually,
but
I mean, when you see the first matchup, you kind of be like,
"Yeah, I know." Probably, but the little guys have a chance. So that's all I want.
That's all I want.
So then we get into our at-large bids, and Ohio State at large 10-2, seed number 23. Ole Miss 10-2, Michigan State 10-2, Oklahoma, Coastal Carolina both 10-2, and then we already talked about the last seed number 28, NC State at 9-3. So
only in there because they beat Clemson.
They beat Clemson. So
congratulations, State.
Yeah,
you did it.
So.
That's what you get for being.
I know it sounds a bit ridiculous, but I love it. You know, like because
it's chaos.
Yeah, it's chaos, and we're gonna have it. It makes for some fun matchups, as we're gonna see.
Well, if we learn anything from this college football season, is chaos was the name of the game when it came to most of the season.
Yep.
Like I think you're the one that told me that you read that Michigan was the first team to start the season unranked. Still making it to the college football playoffs this year. Yep. At number two.
Yep.
Number two.
Yes.
Chaos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
And we love chaos on this show.
Oh, absolutely. So
right, sometimes. Most of the time, anyways.
When it doesn't involve one of my teams.
Unfortunately, Wake would have had a better seeding if they had actually won the ACC.
Yeah.
So,
But.
That's what it is.
Yeah. So, with that, I think we'll get into our brackets. But
actually, before we recorded the show, mm-hmm. we decided it'd be kind of fun for both of us to, because we went to this like March Madness brackets. So Adam printed off a couple brackets, and we were trying to figure out exactly how to do this. So I thought it'd be kind of fun to just both of us go ahead and fill out our brackets, and then. We'll talk about that to see kind of where our thoughts align and stuff like that. All
right.
So, yeah, we're going to take a quick break, get a word from our sponsor, and then when we come back, we'll talk about our brackets, get into it.
Yep. Be right back.
All right, guys, and we're back. So, hopefully, the concept of this whole college football, our college football bracket, wasn't super confusing. Mm. I don't think it was too confusing, but
simplified. Conference winners get top seeds. Runners up get lower seeds. Then six at large get the very bottom.
So
there you go.
If not, then just figure it out. So we kind of explained it a little bit, how the seating and everything worked. So like I mentioned, we have both of our brackets sitting in front of us that we've gone ahead and filled out. We've tried to determine who we think is going to win every game. And then all the way down, like March Madness, picking who we think the champion is going to be.
Yep.
So from the looks of it, and I'm hoping I'm reading this right, you have all the seeds, and then it looks like the top four seeds got a first round bye.
Yeah, because that's the only way to make it work. Okay. You know, so.
Yeah. That's fine then. I just wanted to make sure that I was reading this right.
Yeah, I mean the only way to have every team play would be you'd have to do 32 teams, and it'd be fine. But I was strictly going off of Chris's. Format, so
yeah,
you know. But it works, you know.
Yes, it's nice. I'm sure these top four teams would appreciate having first round bye. Mm-hmm. I mean, shoot, NFL gets a first round bye if you win if you have the best conference record or whatnot.
Yeah, it's which one of these is one of these things is not like the other in these top four: Cincinnati, Alabama, Michigan, and Louisiana Lafayette.
Who?
So
exactly.
I mean, all four actually in the playoffs except for the one.
Can you imagine if when they made the football or the playoff pool, being like, here's Cincinnati and Michigan and Alabama and then Louisiana Lafayette,
the Raging Cajuns.
Do you know how much uproar there would have been? Yeah, like, where the F is Georgia?
Yeah.
So, but so yeah, so just so we know, or just so you guys know what we're looking at, we'll go through the rankings and matchups and who we picked to win, and then kind of go through the thing. But know that the way this format works, mm-hmm. the top four seeds got a first round bye.
Yeah.
So they're not playing during this.
Right.
During this first round. You want to start left to right and just go down?
Yeah. We'll do the whole first round first, and then, you know.
Okay. Yeah. I thought it'd be kind of fun to just go game by game.
Oh, like, yeah. Yeah.
You say who you think won this matchup, and I'll say who I think would win this matchup, and we'll just kind of bounce off each other.
So the first matchup, we have number 17, Iowa, at number 16, Wake Forest.
I wonder who you went with this one.
You know, I don't watch a whole – that's the problem. I'm not going to have a lot of knowledge about a lot of these teams, but I don't know. Iowa may be the better team, but you know, I got to go with the Deacons in this first game.
Hey, shouldn't feel bad. I went Wake first game too. Sorry. I know Iowa usually has a pretty good defense and whatnot, but like their offense in recent years, of course, I mean, I haven't watched a whole lot of Iowa football this year, but usually their offense is kind of So mm-hmm. I feel like Wake's offense, which has been really, really good this year.
Oh yeah.
Would at least carry them to one win in the playoffs.
I had to give them at least one. So then our next matchup, we got number 24, Ole Miss, at Utah.
Number 9,
Utah. So I went, I know they're the higher seed, but could be in an SEC. I had to go Ole Miss in this one.
Funny. I want Ole Miss too.
Yeah.
I just feel like they have what's his name? Matt Corral,
mm-hmm.
who, besides Kenny Pickett, is just that's the two top two
mm-hmm.
Projected
the
NFL draft. They're the top two when it comes to
The quarterbacks. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just feel like being an SEC school and then. Having Matt Corral, like Ole Miss, would just be too much for Utah.
Yeah. You take the next one.
Next one is number 8, Baylor, against number 25, Michigan State. Mm-hmm. This was a tough one for me because I'm like, but I ultimately went with Baylor.
Oh, really? Okay, we got our first difference. I went Michigan State.
Oh,
because I know Michigan State had that really like. Big win, not too that long ago. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I know one win doesn't do it, but they still had like only two losses, I think, total or something like that.
Well, for once again, I haven't watched a whole lot mm-hmm. of these teams, but the Baylor game that I did watch, I mm-hmm. kept hearing about how they're playing the Big 12. The Big 12 is always going to have offense.
Yeah.
But from what I was hearing, Baylor had a really good defense this year too.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like those two mixed with each other would. I was going to go Baylor.
Yeah, and I tend to go with Big 10 schools.
Yeah, I mean Big 10 schools usually have mm-hmm. pretty decent defenses.
Yeah,
and I mean. The old saying, defense wins championships.
Yeah.
So
there's our first difference in that one. Next matchup, we got our beloved number 28, NC State, at number 5, powerhouse of Texas, San Antonio.
Woo! Good Roadrunners.
I mean, NC State. I went NC State.
I went State, too. So. They also have another really good quarterback prospect in mm-hmm. Devin Leary, who surprisingly is not going to the NFL. I'm pretty sure I read that he's come back for another year.
Okay.
So
It's always good to see that sometimes, unless it's Andrew Luck and he was going to go to the Panthers and decides to go senior year.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. You got to think about that for the rest of time.
Yeah. But it's okay. He's not in the league now and. Cam still is, I guess you could call it that. Anyway.
He's still
trying.
Air quote playing.
Yeah,
so.
Anyways. Then we got number 21, Western Kentucky, at number 12, Georgia.
Yeah, just notice you just said number 12 seeded Georgia.
12 seeded Georgia.
This one wasn't close.
Yeah, no, there's no point even talking about just Georgia. go Dogs. Surprisingly, the only SEC team I, you know, will actually root for.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough.
The next one, we got the Mormons, Brigham Young, at number 13, Oklahoma State. I went to Oklahoma State.
I went to Oklahoma State.
That'd be pretty, another easy choice. There's going to be a lot of kind of pretty easy ones, you know, in this, especially this first round.
BYU does usually seem to have a pretty decent team year in, year out. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I just feel like from what I've seen from Oklahoma State, like they would be able to pull off the win.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right. So that's the whole left side. So moving on to the first round to the other side, we got number 19. Appalachian State at 14, Houston. Mm. So, I know my issues with App State. You know, go Cats. They're not even the same conference anymore, and whatever. The Western's never going to sniff an FCS championship. So,
never say never.
No. I mean, I went with App. Because I think it's a 19 and a 14, so they're not that far apart. Granted, seeding is kind of irrelevant in this bracket.
Yeah.
But, I'd give it to them. I'd give it to App.
I went Houston.
Really? I'm surprised you didn't go with App.
App's offense has had, from what I understand, has had some really bad games this year. And Houston actually played Cincinnati pretty close, at least for the first half, in the American Championship.
Yeah.
So, I think Houston pulled it off.
Yeah. I mean, it was a close one, but I gave it at least to the home
state. All right, so the,
here's the
best game of the bracket so far.
Yeah. number 22, Kent State.
Who?
Yeah. Versus the number 11, what conference were they? Did we find out what they were in? The MAC conference winners, Northern Illinois, NIU.
Who?
Yeah, you're telling me. So, I mean, I literally went with just whoever had the better record or whoever won. I mean,
so who'd you go with?
I went with NIU.
Yeah, well, they definitely have that. Well, I think when you were going through the thing, NIU was like 9-4 and Kent State was 7-6.
Yeah,
definitely so, going to NIU.
Yeah.
And also like Northern Illinois' mascot better.
Yeah.
So
what is Kent State?
The Golden Flashes.
That's kind of cool. I just pictured the Flash.
Oh.
So,
I was thinking like, let me pull my shirt.
Oh, never.
I guess that'd be
I guess some people would like that too.
I guess that's really Golden Flashes. I guess that's the Golden Flashers.
But NIU doesn't have a cool mascot.
Yeah.
Next one, number 27, Coastal Carolina, at number 6, Notre Dame.
The Chanticleers.
Yeah. I mean, this is what I was talking about. I really wish I could have picked Coastal Carolina, because I mean they had a really good record. I think they only lost like a couple games, three. But I mean, come on, it's Notre Dame.
Yeah, I think Notre Dame probably has the more talented team. Yeah. Even though I like, once again, haven't really watched a whole lot of Notre Dame as the season went on, but I remember at the beginning of the season they had really bad like quarterback play, so
yeah,
maybe to be a halfway decent record they started playing better.
Yeah,
but
isn't that Cincy's big win, Notre Dame?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's an easy one there.
Yeah.
The next one, we got 26, Oklahoma, at 7, Pittsburgh, the ACC champion. I think we might differ on this one. I initially went Oklahoma, but then I went, no, I'll give the ACC champ at least one win. I'll go Pitt.
I went Pitt.
Really? Okay.
Sure did.
Okay.
Only because it seems like Oklahoma changes quarterbacks every other week. So,
this is true.
Like, how many times has Spencer Rattler actually gotten an opportunity to start this year? At least two or three. So I just feel like their quarterback play has just been very inconsistent. So
we'll say they have the best quarterback name, Spencer Rattler.
Spencer Rattler is that's a cool name. Like
Baker Mayfield. That was a cool name when they had him.
I was going to say, it's better than Gardner Minshew.
Hey, don't hate on the Minshew.
I didn't say his mustache was better. I just said Spencer Rattler just sounds like a guy that you just...
Yeah.
It's like a cowboy walking into the stadium every time. Cha-ching, cha-ching. Oh, I'm here to play football. But yeah, I went Pitt. I mean, you can't... Like, it's Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett's going to be an NFL quarterback.
Hopefully he'll be our quarterback.
Yeah, we'll talk rumors and whatnot later.
Yeah.
Well, not later tonight.
No.
But anyways.
So next matchup, we got number 23, Ohio State, at number 10.
Think about what you just said.
23, Ohio State, at number 10, Utah State.
And Ohio State's this low because they weren't even in the Big Ten Championship.
Yeah.
So they set a good record. They just weren't champion. Didn't even make it into the championship. So that's why they're this low.
Yeah. Ohio State.
Even though they're ranked 23rd, I still feel like Ohio State would kill Utah State.
Yeah.
So.
Our last matchup of the first round, we got number 18, Oregon. Quack, quack. At number 15, San Diego State.
The Aztecs.
Aztecs. I went with the Ducks.
I went Big O. Sure did.
So...
I feel like that team is probably more talented than San Diego State.
Yeah, Aztecs is a cool mascot.
Yeah, see, I'm pretty sure that, like, if we ever get to the episode where we talk about our favorite...
We'll do a bracket of mascots.
Cool. That's a lot of mascots, though.
Not every mascot, just we have to narrow down some.
Yeah, because then we have, like, 18,000 bulldogs. Yeah,
a bunch of tigers, 2,000 tigers, huskies.
I'm going to have to narrow that down a little bit.
How many Aggies?
Not quite a minute, like 750.
Yeah, there you go. look forward to that. So now we are out of the first round. Do you have a matchup? What would you say would have been the best game out of that first
round? Out of the first round?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
I know mine would probably be... I'm going to say Michigan State-Baylor.
That would have been a good one. I was also looking at Pitt and Oklahoma. I think Pitt and Oklahoma would have been a pretty decent one, too.
Yeah, that is...
If App could get their offense going, mm-hmm. then them against Houston might have been a shootout, too. But, you know, I definitely agree with Baylor and Michigan State and Pitt and Oklahoma. I think those two have probably been really good ones.
Yeah. So now move on to round number dos.
We're going to have a couple discrepancies.
Yeah.
So.
For the most part, it was the same. I think we only had two differences in the first one. So in first game in round two.
For you. That's what I'm saying. For you is, I guess for both of us.
Yeah. I got number 16, Wake Forest, at number 1, Cincinnati. I think this will be a good game. Because... Yes, Cincinnati's undefeated, and they got all the hype behind them. But, I mean, it's a group of five champion going against a power five runner-up. So, it'll be good. But I hate to do it. I still gave it to Cincinnati.
Give it to the Bearcats. I feel like this is where Wake's Cinderella run ends.
I was happy to give them one win.
I think this would be the game that their defense kind of gives up on them a little bit.
Yeah, because I've always said Wake is going to have to win shootouts. Like, if they come into any kind of a good defense, it's, you know, we saw that against the Pittsburgh game.
And Cincinnati has been notorious this year to be able to close out both close games and just blowouts.
Yeah.
So I feel like they would just be able to just hang in there.
Yeah.
Way too much to not win.
Mm-hmm. Our next one, this is our first discrepancy. Yeah. I got, I've got number 25, Michigan State, at number 24, Ole Miss.
Ooh, that's a good one.
So which one did you have?
I had Ole Miss and Baylor.
Yes, yes, you would have had Ole Miss at Baylor.
Okay.
it's funny, I went Michigan State.
Oh, Spartans season continues.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, nice. Any particular reason why you went Michigan State?
I don't know. Maybe just because I like green more than red. I like Spartans better than Rebels. Our work deals with both of these schools.
can't really use that excuse either.
Can't use that one. I don't know. I just think Michigan, it'd be a good game, I think. I just decided to give it to the Big Ten school. Okay. So.
I had Ole Miss, Baylor. I went Ole Miss.
Okay.
Once again, SEC school, Matt Corral. Mm-hmm. I just feel like they'd pull it off.
Yeah.
I feel like no matter which matchup we're talking about, I feel like it'd be a really good game.
Yeah. You come in here with your expert analysis. I'm just like, green
Spartan.
Is better. Spartans, green, you know.
Sure, because I'm a big expert, right? Everybody's gonna message me and be like, "You're an idiot."
I just make the matchups. I don't deal with the stats. But, next game, poor old number 28 NC State runs into the buzzsaw of number 12 Georgia.
Georgia.
So.
Heard ya.
Dang.
Yeah. Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Even though they got Devin Leary, mm-hmm. like that Georgia defense is just way too good.
Absolutely. So the next one is.
Do we agree on this one? Yeah, we agree.
Yeah, it was at Georgia. So the next one is number. I got 13 Oklahoma State at number 4.
Raging Cajuns.
Louisiana Lafayette. So. Man, I don't know if they're going to be able to take them Raging Cajuns, the powerhouse number 4 of the
Sun Belt.
The Sun Belt.
Sun Belt champions, baby.
Yeah, they barely squeaked by. I got Oklahoma State moving on.
I have Oklahoma State.
Huge upset.
Yeah, there goes the number 4 seed there. No, I just, it's fun seeing Louisiana Lafayette ranked, with that ranking or that seeding, Oklahoma State, I just feel like it's a better team.
And it's fun because they would have play at Louisiana Lafayette.
Which is, so,
you
would never see a Power 5 team come play at a Group of 5 stadium. Like it just,
especially in a playoff.
It doesn't happen. No. I will say Louisiana Lafayette seems to have a really high-powered offense. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they might score some points. I just feel like almost a better team.
Yeah, for sure. So now on to the next side. We got...
I just realized! Oh, my gosh! You have... Never mind. Continue. You picked App for this, didn't you?
Yeah, so I got rematch. App... At Michigan.
Can they pull off another upset?
And the answer is... No, they can't. Not this Michigan.
Just get smashed.
As great as that upset was in 2007. That probably, arguably one of the biggest sports upsets ever.
Uh-huh.
Michigan turned out to not be...
Yes.
Michigan. That year.
You're right.
So,
because if I'm thinking right, they started that season ranked number 5.
Mm-hmm.
Losing to App completely knocked them out of the rankings, but I think they finished that season 3-9.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like they were a great team anyways. So it's
definitely not this John Harbaugh finally trying to get to the promised land of, top 4.
Finally beating
Ohio State.
Yeah. Oh yeah. On the back of their running backs.
Yeah.
Because that's another thing. It's like Michigan completely relies on the two like stud running backs they have. Mm-hmm. And I just don't see, because I have Michigan and Houston. You have Michigan and App.
Yeah.
I'm still picking Michigan no matter which one they play. And I just feel like, you know, Michigan front five, mm-hmm. or Michigan offensive line, either App or Houston's defensive line, it's not going to happen. They're going to get their butts pushed all out the way. Going to give running backs room to go all over the place. Mm-hmm. It would. I don't feel like it'd be a close game whatsoever.
It'd be pretty ugly. next game. Got the lower seed. Number 11, Northern Illinois.
Uh-huh.
At number 6, Notre Dame.
Yep.
So this is where the NIU's run ends.
Yep, by Huskies.
Notre Dame. I mean, it's not a big surprise. So we agreed on that one, right? Yeah, obviously.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So next. I think
we might disagree with those.
This would be a good one. I got number 23, Ohio State, at number 7, Pitt.
Yep.
ACC champ. Well, not even playing in the Big Ten champ, Ohio State.
Yeah.
Versus ACC champs. This is the end of ACC champs for me.
I went Pitt.
Really?
Sure did.
I mean, it's not impossible. I mean, it's... I'd like to see how the matchups between Big Ten and ACC schools this year, just to see what that record was.
I just feel like Kenny Pickett just continues the charge of leading his team through the playoffs.
Yeah. That's interesting. Okay, so we disagree on that one. So, Ohio State, and it's, I don't know how much of that is my bias of, I mean, I like Ohio State. They're probably my favorite team in the Big Ten. No. Wow, this is going to be really interesting. So the next match.
Well, yeah, it'd be boring. Yeah. If it was boring.
I don't know. I was shocked by that one. So the next matchup, we got the Ducks. MR Ducks at
Oregon.
Roll Tide, Alabama. Man, we've gone on for 25 minutes, and this is the first we've heard about Alabama.
I know. I haven't had a chance to be angry now.
I mean, as much as I love the Ducks, I mean, no contest. Alabama.
Alabama creams them.
Yeah. So now... That's the whole second round. Okay, first of all, you have a matchup of that second round.
Pitt, Ohio State would be a good one. Probably the best one.
Louisiana Lafayette. No. we could argue Ole Miss, Michigan State. Well, that'd be mine. Yeah. But that's it. Pitt, Ohio State. Probably the best game.
I mean, and being a fan, I would I would like to see if. Of course, I'd be interested to see if Wake could end Cincinnati's.
Oh yeah, undefeated season. Yeah, that'd be a good one too.
So,
now this quarterfinals. I think this is where we get into the really good games. I think.
Yeah.
Interesting ones. This is probably where, if they ever do expand it, this is probably where it would end. It would start, like, maybe at 8 teams right here. Hopefully 12, but this is probably where it would be.
I see. At 8, at least for a few years.
Yeah. First one in the quarterfinals, we got... Well, I have number 25, Michigan State, at number 1, Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
All right. So as much as we all love Cincinnati this year, this is the end of the road for the Bearcats.
I got
Michigan State going.
Making it to the Final Four,
the semifinals.
Okay. So I had Cincinnati and Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
And I went Ole Miss. I think Cincinnati would get knocked out of here, too.
Ole Miss.
I feel like I sit here and I complain about SEC bias. But I just feel like being an SEC team, like it's another instance where I just think they have a bigger, probably, I don't want to say more talented, but maybe more talented team. So,
but at least we may still end up with a bunch of SEC winning, but which really at most they could only be three There could really only be three SEC schools. I mean, I think that's all we have. We got Georgia, Alabama, and then Ole Miss is the at-large. So, no one conference is going to dominate this thing.
Yeah.
So, but at least the SEC schools, they go out. Okay, show us. Show us why you're the best. Prove it to us. Beat, blow out the teams that you should blow out, and then win the close ones.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
I mean... So, get that SEC privilege out of here. So there's that one. So next one we got. Who do you have winning? You had Ole Miss winning.
I had Ole Miss winning.
So next we got Georgia and Oklahoma State. I had to give it to the Bulldogs.
I had to go Bulldogs.
Yeah, they've been the best team all year long until stupid SEC championship game. So it's hard not to. So that's a pretty easy one, unless you got anything else to say or add about that.
No, I mean, that defense is just too good.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't look it against Alabama, but that defense is really good.
So this side of the bracket coming up is the one I'm really excited about, Michigan-Notre Dame.
That'd be a good one.
Because they've got a rivalry there, don't they?
A little bit of one.
Yeah, so.
I think so.
So I would say I went Michigan.
I went Wolverines. Sure did. Once again, I just think that they're the more talented team, and based on what I've seen, you know, Notre Dame has had issues with their quarterback almost all season. So I just think Michigan takes their two running backs and just runs a rough shot.
Oh yeah,
over them.
Yeah, so that definitely be a fun game to watch. So now my last one of the quarterfinals is. At number 23, Ohio State, at number 2, Alabama. And they pulled the upset.
Ohio State
moved on.
Ooh. So you're going to make a Michigan-Ohio State
quarterfinal. I think I filled Ohio State out first, and that may have kind of been a reason why I let Michigan move on so easily, because I really want to see that rivalry in
a playoff.
Yeah. It'd be like getting Duke Carolina in like the final four of the tournament.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. I agree. So that was your pick for that game. Mine was Bama and Pitt. And I think this is where Pitt's in run-ins. Yeah. I just think Bama's probably way more talented than Pittsburgh is. As good as a quarterback Kenny Pickett is, I just don't feel like the team as a whole is better than Bama. So
you had Michigan there. Okay. So that's we have our final four. Well, best game of that round, to me, I'm going Michigan Notre Dame.
Yeah. I mean,
they're all really getting good at this point.
Yeah, Pitt Bama could be a good one depending on how well Pitt could solve. I mean, for me, anyways, Pitt Alabama could be a good one depending on how well Pitt could solve Bama's defense.
Yeah. But, I mean, or if it was Ohio State, I think that'd be a good one too.
Yeah,
like, definitely. I mean, I clearly had them pulling upsets, so they're capable. So, and then Cincinnati, it'd be good to see what they really do. Since we both had that being the end of the line for them, that'd be the true test.
Oh, yeah. Seeing them up against either a Big Ten team or an SEC team, I mean, that was... I mean, of course, we're going to get that...
We'll be here in a little... few weeks.
Who are they playing their first
one? Bama.
Okay, that's right. So, yeah, we're gonna see the matchup anyways. I'm just... But in the realm of our matchup, be fun to see what they could do against Big Ten or SEC team.
Yeah. So, my final four, we got Michigan State. Number 25, Michigan State.
Made it all the way to the final four. Cinderella team there.
I didn't even... wasn't even trying to make that happen. You got number 12, Georgia.
Okay.
You got Number 3, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And you got number 23, Ohio State.
Okay. Well, that's okay, because I have Ole Miss in the Final Four, and they were 24. So it's not like I did any worse than that. So, yeah, Ole Miss, Georgia, Michigan, and Bama.
Okay.
So, three that are there anyways, and then running Rebels.
Yeah. I had two of the four. So my first matchup, got Michigan State and Georgia. This is where the Cinderella story ends.
The Spartans.
Spartans. So, dogs moving on.
I thought you were going to give a joke. This was a Cinderella story for Georgia ends. Ole Miss, Georgia, two SEC team school, but I think Georgia's just way more talented than Ole Miss. Yeah. Even though, you know, I've sat here and talked about Matt Corral, good quarterback, going to be in the NFL, but no, Georgia's just too good.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. So then the other semifinal. So these would be, we'll say Orange Bowl and Cotton Bowl.
Sure.
I've got. So at number 23, Ohio State at number 3, Michigan.
Yep. Who wins that rivalry?
I really want to change my pick now because of how more realistic how I think it should go.
Uh-huh.
But no, I had Ohio State winning the rematch.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, I mean, I really thought Ohio State was going to win, you know, the game when they played a couple weeks ago. But now they pull it out this time. When it matters.
Yeah, definitely when it matters. So I had Michigan and Bama.
Mm-hmm.
And I went Wolverines.
Really? They beat Michigan. I mean, they beat Alabama.
Yeah, okay. And no, this is not my Alabama hate coming out. Maybe a little bit, but no. I don't know. Like, who's quarterback for Bama?
Is it?
Bryce Young.
Bryce Young. Okay, yeah. Some young.
Yeah, I mean, Bama is always going to be a talented team. Mm-hmm. I just feel like this year seems to. There's been a couple games to where they've kind of been on their heels. Like the Auburn game, Auburn is what? 6-6,
mm-hmm.
And I mean, of course, it's also Auburn. It's also a rivalry game. It's always going to be a close game, mm-hmm. But they should have lost that game. Mm-hmm. They should have lost that game, and I just feel like there's been a couple games that Alabama has just been on their heels, mm-hmm. to where they probably should have lost it.
Yeah.
Of course, it's Bama. They're going to find a way to win.
Yeah.
But so I just feel like with the talent that Michigan has, like they were just they'd be able to pull off the upset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure. So my final four, I would most look forward to. It's got to be the Michigan Ohio State rematch,
mm-hmm.
in the semis. So
mine would definitely be Michigan Alabama.
Yeah,
especially if Michigan can pull off the upset.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. So which we could see. You can see it would be the championship game.
Mm.
If Michigan can get past Georgia, though.
Yeah.
Which
is funny because this is my championship game.
Yeah, Michigan and Georgia. Yeah. I got Georgia, Ohio State. Yep. And it's Georgia. I can't even make that suspense. It's the Bulldogs have been so good all year long. I mean, yeah, they lost the conference championship, but
which I mean, in their defense, they always seem to choke against Bama, so it's almost to be expected to.
yeah.
Like if they're gonna play that well the whole year, then you almost it's like well here's Alabama, we're gonna choke.
Yeah, so this might be different if I had Georgia and Bama, and it might be you know
yeah,
but because they didn't have they played at Ohio State. Georgia won. And it's also, too, a little bit of, I like Ohio State. I like Georgia. Mm-hmm. But Ohio State's won it. I don't know how long ago it was. But they've won this thing. And Georgia just seemed like they could not get there. And this is their year. At least in our hypothetical championship.
So yeah, I had Georgia, Michigan. Win Georgia. I think Georgia shuts down. Like that, like the defense is really good. Just don't watch the Alabama game. But like that up until Alabama, I think they hadn't allowed more than 17 points a whole game. So I feel like Bama just, or not Bama, Georgia just shuts down Michigan's run game.
Yeah.
And wins. Finally gets over the hump. Races the trophy.
Yeah. So I love this. This is a lot of fun, I think. Yeah. I mean, because we had some differences, but we had two of the same Final Four, and we ultimately had the same champion. So, but yeah, I mean, then they would only have to win, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Had they only 5 games. Only 5 more games. But, I mean, like I said, the FCS does it.
Yeah. I always think that the FBS can make something like this work.
Yeah.
And there's just no way they can't. You know, even if you have to, because I think we talked about this before, like the FCS, I think, plays a few less regular season games. So if the FBS even had to go do that, then they can make it work.
Yeah.
If they wanted to.
Even if they can make it 16, just have all the FBS conference champions, and then so that there'd be 11, and then let your other 5 be at large.
Yeah, well, and
get your extra SEC team in there.
Yeah, like I'm one of the people that's gonna vouch for a group of 5 team to just get the opportunity.
Yeah.
We've argued this, well, not, I mean, because I keep saying argue, but you and I pretty much have the same views on this.
Yeah.
Like, if you go out and you play the games you're supposed to and you win your conference, you deserve to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Nowadays, it's, hey, you won your conference and you go to a no-name bowl game that nobody gives 2 craps about. Can you imagine the difference in everything if group of 5 were given the opportunity to go to the playoffs?
Yeah, and I know people's going to say, well, we're going to see. We finally have a group of 5 school in there, and you're going to see when they get steamrolled by Bama what happens.
That's not what we're arguing. Yeah, here. No, like, we're not arguing.
That's why we want expanded. So we're like, if it's only 4, okay, of course it's going to be 4 Power 5s.
Yeah,
when you have 5 conferences and only 4 teams make it.
Yep.
Like, that's why we want expanded ones to get fun matchups like Cincinnati and Michigan State, or
like I don't ever see a group of 5 team winning the national championship.
No.
It's like lower conferences in March Madness. You don't ever expect somebody coming out of the SoCon or Colonial Athletic Conference. You never expect them to see a national championship. The point is they get to come to the tournament and play to try.
Yeah.
You don't get that in football. Right now, you just don't, and it needs to happen. So I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I like I said, I love doing this. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Like,
so shout out again to Chris. We appreciate him giving us the idea, and we thought it'd be fun to expand on it, especially with the bowl season starts next week.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you know.
So
college football playoffs will be here before you know it.
Yeah. And maybe I can take a picture of our brackets and post them on the Facebook page.
That way you guys can argue and fuss at us.
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe I can do a new blank one and y'all can fill it out. Fill one out and post it, and you know, we'll get some discussion going. But let us know if y'all enjoyed this. And yeah, we know it's probably never gonna happen, but it's fun to
speculate.
So,
yeah.
And we'll try to do more things like this. So,
oh, definitely.
Especially when we get to March Madness, because we'll have actual real brackets.
Yes. Yes.
To go through. So that'll be fun.
Fun thing with that, too, is there's, what, 64 teams? Yeah. 68 teams or something like that?
Yeah.
So, woo! I'm going
to divide that into two episodes. Yeah, unless you got anything else.
No. So, guys, we agreed before this episode that since these next two episodes are going to be specials, kind of focusing around, like, this is our college football playoff special, and then the next one in a couple weeks is going to be our Christmas special. We just kind of agreed that since we're already going to have big discussions on this, that we weren't really going to do a sporting news portion of our episodes. So, I mean, I hope that doesn't make too many people upset, but it's just something that, you know, we just decided against. I mean, honestly, in sports right now, there's not really a whole lot to talk about. So, I mean, I don't really feel like we're missing out, missing out on a ton. But yeah, so we'll eventually bring back the news portion of our show.
Oh yeah.
But for right now, we just kind of want to focus on just these special things that, that we're doing. So yeah, I thought I'd at least throw that out there. So
yeah, of course.
Whoever's listening isn't going to be like, well, they're not going to do their sporting news portion.
Yeah, go on our rants and our rabbit trails.
Yeah, exactly. We love you guys. I don't feel like going for an hour and a half tonight.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
But yeah, anything else?
No. That's all I got. All
right. So, you know, we're on Facebook. We try to stay active on Facebook quite a bit.
Yeah, I'd say Facebook is probably the most, well, the one I see most.
Yeah. Well,
activity.
Well, that's because we seem to get the most interaction on Facebook too. So we try to stay quite active on Facebook. So if you go on Facebook, go in your search bar, search for Cheering from the Cheap Seats. Should be able to find us pretty easily. We're usually posting memes and or funny things and sporting news. And like, you can get sporting news from there, since we're not going to talk about it here. We're on there. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Cheer Cheap Seats. That's pretty much all I got.
Yeah, find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, wherever. I don't know, maybe a raven brings it to you somehow, and whatever. To tell your friends, leave a rating and review. That helps out. So.
Or you can listen right on Anchor.
Listen on Anchor.
Anchor.fm.
Yep.
Find us there. But, guys, we really appreciate this. Really appreciate you guys' support. I know we say this every episode, but you guys have no idea just how much we actually appreciate the listens and support and feedback and everything that you guys give us. So, anyways, I guess until next time for Christmas.
Yeah.
You guys keep cheering.
See ya.